Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Scudder. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scudder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Furman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cole. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten strikes out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cole. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive for a single. Vaughn scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Berga. Stubbs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it and throws to second for the out. Stubbs moves to third. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fletcher hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Stubbs scores. Gantner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gantner scores. Fletcher moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a line drive beyond second. Gantner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground for a single. Cole moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cole moves to third. Berga moves to second. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Furman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. Bichette strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Stubbs. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Berga applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a pop-up into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rod Nichols now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cole strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hamilton. Berga reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Howard. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hamilton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive for a single. Molitor scores. It's 8-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stubbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Surhoff moves to third. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bichette is 0-for-3 in the game. Bichette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Stubbs moves to third. It's 9-0, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. William Suero now playing second base. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Brewers. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Porras-Chica now playing second base. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gantner is 0-3 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fletcher is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porras-Chica fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hamilton is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Surhoff is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ricky Bones now pitching. Tim McIntosh now playing left field. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Furman is 0-2 in the game. Furman strikes out. 1 out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Bones drops the ball. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cole is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cole hits a line drive beyond short. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Howard moves to second. Tony Porras-Chica is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Surhoff for a passed ball. Howard moves to third. Cole moves to second. Tony Porras-Chica is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Porras-Chica hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-3 in the game. Bell is hit by the pitch. Howard scores. Cole moves to third. Porras-Chica moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Brewers. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sorrento is 0-3 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 0-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cole scores. Porras-Chica scores. Bell moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-4, Brewers. Bruce Ruffin now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Whiten is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians 4. the Brewers will come to bat. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McIntosh hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stubbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stubbs strikes out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bichette hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 0-for-3 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cole hits a ball on the ground for a single. Tony Perez Chica is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez Chica is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez Chica hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.